This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Trader's Choice, really popular fellow, smart guy on the New World Order and the economy, and he brought up some really important points dealing with all these fake inoculations going on. I don't mean the vaccine doesn't protect you. It doesn't do that as well. I mean, they're acting like they're getting shots, world leaders, but they're not. That's coming up. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Appreciate everybody that has been patiently holding here. Next up would be J.D. and then a guy named Alex Jones. Actually says it on the screen. JD in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Man, I'm a long-time listener, man. I've probably been listening to you since I was about 11, 12 years old, man.
Well, God bless you, sir. Thanks for getting on board.
Yes, sir, man. Long-time listener, and just everything. You pretty much been right about everything you said, man. I try to tell people, everyone around me, you know, I try to spread the knowledge of, you know what I'm saying, of what I see is going on, and I see that we're living through another generation of what we went through the Nazis and we're going through it today. And, you know, I can't tell people around me, but it seems like everyone's blind about it.
You're right, sir. You're making some good points, but I think your phone's overdriven. Back off your phone a little bit. Yeah, you know these cell phones. Mine's even worse. I think you're saying that we're living through like Nazi 2.0, and I agree. These enemies can't frontally assault us because we're awake, so instead they do it covertly, claiming they're the heroes.
Yeah, man, and it's crazy because, you know, it's just we're so blinded by the media, and people really buy into the media and believe into it, and I argue with my girlfriend all the time. She always tries to play the devil advocate of, well, why would they do that? You know, they're really trying to help us, like, this and that. And I'm just like, man, look, it comes out Bill Gates' mouth. I was just watching a video, compilation this morning of Bill Gates openly saying, we need to depopulate. We need vaccinations, health care. It'll help depopulate. It comes straight out of his mouth, so I just don't understand.
That's right. He's calling depopulation health care. He just changes the labels. Well, here's the thing. Your girlfriend's a nice person, so she projects her goodness onto everything. You got to explain to her that's not the way it works. And I mean, so are you trying to show her the Bill Gates clips?
Oh, yeah, man. I show her all the time, and I always play live shows. I shove it down the throat, man. I shove it down everyone's throat that comes around me, man.
Well, that's why we're winning, me, brother. We're going to win. You know, all the stuff they're doing, their attempt to flex their muscles is because they're losing, in my view. I think they're losing. What do you think?
Man, honestly, I can't say, man, because I see it every day how we're slowly going down the slippery slope of, I go into the store, sir, can you please pull up your mask over your nose? And I'm just like, oh, my God, these people are really, they just don't understand. Like, it's a form of control, just like after 9/11, how they tighten control. It's the same thing with this. They're tightening their control. And it pisses
no,
me
I
off.
Agree. Each thing was a step. 9/11 was the domestic checkpoints, the police state. Now it's the medical. No, I mean, I agree we've gone over the edge. I'm saying they accelerated this because they were in trouble. But just because you see all these followers submitting, you're a leader. You're saying no, and in the end, when they figure out it's never going to end, when they figure out it's a fraud, they're going to wake up big time.
Yes, sir, most definitely. And one more thing, Alex, I definitely most want to salute your business model, man. I recognize your independence and how you are independent from the main infrastructure and the syndicated television and radio stations. So I definitely salute your business model, and I salute your independence, and I salute you, man.
Brother, I salute you. God bless you, JD. Yeah, at first his phone was breaking up, but once it went clear, said a lot of really great things. Thank you, sir. Yeah, no, we're in this business model because I had sponsors early on. They took them away. So what do they always say? Necessity is the mother of invention. Yeah, there it is. If the simulation was hopeless, their propaganda would not be necessary. Their propaganda would be unnecessary. So if the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. So as bad as it seems, my friend, they're doing this because they know we're strong. All right, we got Alex Jones. That's what he says his name is. It's a pretty common name. Probably is Alex Jones. There's like 15 Alex Joneses living in Austin. I've had like five of them call me. Tell people not come to my house. tell them not come to my business. I'm like, man, they don't believe that. They're just going to keep coming. Sorry, you got the same name as me. Alex Jones, we're going to come to you next. Stay with us.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price. Anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man. 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing.
Gregory Manarino is joining us coming up next segment. He's a really smart and very popular financial analyst, understands the globalists well. He's also got a lot of COVID-19 news we're going to get to that's pretty powerful. But right now we're going to your phone calls, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a fellow that says his name is Alex Jones from Ohio. So is your name really Alex Jones, my friend?
No, my name is not really Alex Jones. I'm calling in today because we are all Alex Jones right now. And that word and that message needs to get brought across in the perspective and the light and be the mainstream. I myself am a blue-collar worker. I'm an auto body man. My side business, personal side business of auto detailing has been completely stripped and ripped away from me. They're going to do that with every other small business in the United States. And it is killing me to see this happen. And it basically took away my secondary lifeline. And you think when they're going to go to this digital currency that we're going to be able to survive? We all need to wake up, people, and we are all Alex Jones right now.
I totally agree. You know, people ask why they do the COVID lockdown. For political control, world government, depopulation, forced inoculation, digital currencies. But also, we're a year in to most, quote, non-essential surgeries or non-essential screenings being done. So way more die of cancer, heart attacks from not getting screened now. That's all admitted. Way more suicides, way more drug abuse. All the big insurance companies owned by the big banks, only four big banks own most of them, they are all not giving out money for all the medical stuff. And the same thing. Where's all the auto body places are shut down? Well, so then their insurance isn't having to pay for wrecked cars. It's all a giant scam by the banks and insurance companies on top of it. That's why they did it. It's outrageous. But oh, don't worry. Barstool Sports is going to raise $34 million for hundreds of billions lost. And I'm not against Barstool Sports, but they're like, because of COVID, we have to, no. COVID was used to shut down the small businesses. You need to expose the hoax of COVID to reopen all the businesses and say small business is as essential as Walmart and Target and Safeway and HEB. But see, oh, they don't do that, because if you do that, you get kicked off Apple iTunes. And that's why I'm so pissed off.
That's correct. And another point that I want to make, the reason why I align myself with InfoWars, and I can just align with everything you say. My father was a Rush Limbaugh listener. Rest in peace to his soul. And the reason why I align with InfoWars is because so much of what he said is in your broadcast. And people need to understand that. You're not a conspiracy theorist. But what they do, use the term conspiracy theorist, is to shut down people that have the actual facts. That's why we are all Alex Jones right now.
I hear you, brother. So here's the deal. They say small businesses are not essential, but big ones are essential. I mean, is that not so obvious when they're telling us you are not essential? That is literally like the Nazis saying you're subhuman. This is incredibly obvious. Well, what do you think? Because a lot of people are like, well, Trump didn't save us. He was supposed to be invincible. Now he's fighting back again, and people are like, well, he failed. It's his fault. No, they stole it from him. So I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I'm upset at Trump for supporting the vaccines. I'm upset at him for not fighting censorship. But now he's at least learned on the censorship. Do we just not support Trump, or do we use Trump as an engine to get more good people elected?
We use Trump as an engine to get more people elected. What we need to do, just like your one caller, Hal, in this next election in 2022, we have 34 seats for the Senate open. People, get yourself aligned in civil and local politics, please. That is what it is going to take for us to align and awake the masses that are sheep, that are wearing the mask, that are going along.
I totally agree. We better get patriots, which is starting to happen. All these Trump candidates, like the one from Colorado, the one from Georgia, are fire-breathing patriots that scare the left, man. They're not going to have the squad of five communist Muslims up there. They're going to have dozens of senators and dozens of new House members that get what's going on. So, as I said, Trump is only one wave. And we're going to use Trump as a battering ram with these big rallies and to energize people to move forward and to stop election fraud. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in Chicago, then Justin in Maryland. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my phone call. I was calling for two things. One, in Illinois, they passed House Bill 3653, where somebody can get into your front lawn or camp there. They cannot do anything. You can call the police, and the police cannot arrest them, or not even give them a ticket. So that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's kind of like a Trojan horse, so the cops can get into your house without any warrant. Number two, I think we should start, like, the Stop the Steal, stop making t-shirts, say, stop the scam of the mask, stop the scam of the CDC, stop the scam of Bill Gates, whoever you want to put on it. I think it'd be good.
No, I agree. Stop the hoax, stop the scam. I agree. We need to get going on that.
Yeah, we need to take our country back, because you know what? People are asleep. I live in a blue state, in a blue city, and I walk around with a mask, and people ask me, aren't you wearing a mask? No, I'm not a slave, and I'm not subservient to the government. And they're kind of like, oh, I said, just the flu. Wake up, people. And some people kind of, you know, they ask you, where did you get the effects? Call the CDC. They're lying. We should defund them. I mean, we need to fight back. And we also need to have people know the Constitution. Maybe you can do a piece where they have one of the speakers without being too legally jargon. The 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment, you can nullify the Supreme Court. And I always tell
people. That's right. All powers not in the Constitution are reserved to the states and the people.
Right, and the law of the land is the Constitution, not the Supreme Court. People need to understand that the Supreme Court is corrupt. And it's
definitely sold out and controlled other than a few people on there, like Alito and, of course, Thomas, but the rest are bad news. But let's expand on that. If you pull back and look at this, people are saying, well, Trump's not perfect. And I totally agree that he should have seen Governor Noem of South Dakota getting a standing ovation louder than his when she said Fauci's full of crap, he's wrong about everything. Well, Trump said some of that. But then when they said, we're not going to wear the mask, and everybody was saying, yay, and then there was no wear them, they were booing, Trump needs to get on board with that. But instead, again, he wanted to be the guy to end the lockdown with the miracle vaccine. We always knew they were never going to let the vaccine stop. They were never going to say the vaccine even worked. This is a problem that they're never going to give us a solution to. Thank you so much, Henry. Great points. One more caller. We'll go to break, come back with our guest for 15 minutes to the next hour, then Gerald Salente's going to be taking over, always ready to kick some butt. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Maryland. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? It's Justin. See, I'm over here in Baltimore. You say you want to have some fun today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so real quick with JD, I mean, I agree with a lot of things he say, with his girlfriend and everything. We have, like, the same story, the caller after him. We're all Alex Jones. I agree with that. I want to make a quick plug real quick. Just got some winter sun today. I'm a real advocate for CBD. I take that for my belly. It's real good.
Oh, they say it's a miracle drug. The problem is, if we sell it, the whole SWAT team is saying it's illegal, so that's why I can't sell it. Yeah.
Right.
CBD's incredible.
I heard you like it. But I just got some winter sun today, so hope for all the other info warriors, go out there and get your winter sun. I'm going to go ahead and plug away with the serious stuff real quick with ERCOT. I got family down in Midland, Texas. 8 people had to bunch up into an apartment because of the debacle. So I just basically, I've been copying and pasting to every YouTube that touches on anything dealing with the energy or the weather down there. I copy and paste this question. If Abbott had asked ERCOT for more energy, why would ERCOT have to get authorization from the Department of Energy? Ask yourself that question. Everybody just wants to get mad, talk about green energy. And I'm just like, okay, I mean,
green energy. Well, it shows Texas isn't actually running its affairs and was set up, and that is the smoking gun. This just broke, KVUE here in Austin. Lieutenant Governor Patrick, who's a lot better than the governor we got, calls for resignation of UPC chair, ERCOT CEO. And so absolutely, we've already gotten most of them to resign. We've got to absolutely expose this group. God bless you. I'm out of time. All right. Our next guest, Gregory Mannarino, was very popular when he came on 3 weeks ago with us. He's going to be back on talking about the economy and a lot more. But he also sent me something I didn't know about. And boy, I went down the rabbit hole on that. I've got a big stack of news here. I can find it. Where you got all these government officials, not just here but other countries, caught staging taking the vaccine. The latest is Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's coming up on the other side with TradersChoice.net head Gregory Mannarino. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
About 15 minutes to the next hour, we've got our special guest, the Gerald Celente takes over. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Gregory Mannarino came on with us 3 weeks ago. He's a very popular guest. I was already familiar with his work for several years. He's known as the Robin Hood of Wall Street, not the Robin Hood firm that was running those scams against GameStop and AMC. He's a full-time trader, the capital markets with a worldwide following, born 65. He became interested in Wall Street like many others at the time. 1987, after seeing the movie Wall Street with Michael Douglas, and it just goes on from there. He also served United States Naval Reserves Medical Service Corps as having obtained the rank of lieutenant. He published a book on casino blackjack strategies years later, was banned from playing the game in Las Vegas casinos. He was so successful, traderschoice.net, and he then went on to get a medical degree in practice medicine and physical assistance beginning in 1996. Now retired from practice. So he's done a lot of stuff, a lot of street knowledge. Basically, he's a well-spoken guy. So this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. We'll get into some of the other topics you sent me. All these world leaders pretending to take vaccines. They're not the latest. Benjamin Netanyahu. But just spend the time we have in like the next 8 minutes. Currently the markets, devaluation of currencies, where you think America is, where you think the world is. Clearly Biden, the markets don't like him. Clearly a lot of things are starting to unravel and where you're expecting things to go. Thanks for joining us.
Alex, it's great to be here. And I've been watching your show now with the prior guest you had on. And, you know, look, at least these people understand what's going on. You understand what's going on. We must raise awareness. Let me start off with that. I am so happy to hear people are not dumbed down so much they don't know what's going on. We're in the middle of something so ugly and so absolutely twisted. And as a matter of fact, it's so ugly and twisted that most people, they can't see it. They're refusing to see what is happening. It's right before their eyes. This is something I've warned about would happen for an entire decade, longer than a decade ago. I explained to people they were in the middle of the creation of a two-tier society, extreme haves, extreme have-nots, and a wipeout of the middle class. You know, I didn't know what mechanism they were going to use. They used the scamdemic to shut down the global economy, kill small businesses, you know, Great Depression levels of unemployment, and allow a hideous merger to occur between this new American government and these corporations. The definition of this is fascism. We are right in the middle of this. It is a horrible thing. And look at it, the market today. I mean, it's off to the races here. I've been explaining to people this market's going to continue higher until it doesn't. Again, small businesses wiped out. Like the prior guest you just had on was explaining how he lost part of his livelihood. Meanwhile, Wall Street, their bonuses are bigger than they've ever gotten. What we are witnessing here is an effect of something that has been put into action a long time ago. Everything we're seeing today, everything has been thought out before, and now we're living the effect of it. Alex, you know this better than anybody else. We were warned that they would use a pandemic to shut down the global economy. It is here. It is now. We're living it. And what are they really trying to do? They are creating a slave society. People that are dependent on this new American government. It's horrible. And we, you, me, Joe Celente, a lot of other guys got to work. We got to double our efforts here to raise people's awareness as to what is going on. The rest of it is a charade. It's a show. It's not real. The environment we are in is completely fake. The mainstream media, the propaganda, the look here, the distractions, I mean, it's all over the place. And you've got legions of zombies out here. The people, they don't know what they're doing. So to hear your guests talking, understanding the current situation, it blows my mind. And I really think that finally we're making a difference because people are starting to wake up. At least I hope they are. I really do.
Well, tell it like it is, brother. Keep preaching.
Yeah, it's out of control. Look, I trade these markets. That's what I do. I weaponize the system against the freak show. This is a freak show that we are in. It's a complete freak show, upside down, backwards, and sideways. So how do we win? Number one, by raising awareness. People listening to your work, people listening to my work, people listening to Gerald Celente. We are out here. We are the voices that I think are finally getting through to people. And, you know, I can say for a fact that my channel is growing very large. I got a lot more people say, hey, Greg, wow, I'm so happy I found you. People that listen to your work, too. I mean, you have legions of loyal followers, and they're loyal to you for a reason, because you're one of those guys who has done his research, who has done his homework, and are trying to raise awareness. That's what we must all do. So I'm urging people that are watching this show right now, start talking about it. This is great stuff. Let people understand what's going on. If you can make one person a day or even a week realize the situation that we are in and how dire it is, we've done our job. Now, we can't get through to everyone. That's the truth. It's an impossibility. But we must try to raise awareness. We must try to make a difference in this world. That's the only reason why I'm out here doing this, is because I really feel like my show, your show, a lot of other guys' shows, you know, we're doing the right thing. We're out here trying to raise awareness, and it's got to start somewhere. So let it start with people like us and then people that are watching your show, people that are watching my show. I urge them all the time. Get out there. Start blogging about this stuff, talking about this stuff. You know, like I said, some people are going to think, you know, you're from Mars or you're some kind of alien because they can't get it. Look, there's also a natural selection going on here, and I've been talking about this for years. There are some people that are going to get it, and some people are not going to get it. Most people are not going to get it, but in order for us to do anything, we must raise awareness. We have to look at the root cause. What's the root cause of the situation here? It's the banks. It's the central banks. We have a one-world government today, Alex. It's the central banks around the world.
That's right. People ask me all the time. They say, who's the kingpin? Who runs it all? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Rothschild, Rockefeller banks. It's literally four to five global banks. They run it all. They run the insurance companies. They run the big pharma. They run the UN. This is all them.
It's all them, 100%. You know, they dictate the rules. They everything. They dictate everything. They're working in concert right now, central banks around the world, to enforce their final solution. What is their final solution? To own it all. To own the world. They got, you know, a printing press. They're adding digits to a screen. They're buying everything, Alex. They're buying everything to keep this propped up right now. It's a fake environment. They're doing this by design. It's a wealth transfer effect that's going to wipe out people on a scale that they have no idea what's coming down the pike here.
And I'm telling people, oh, well, I'll just live on welfare. They're going to, once to get your welfare, you got to take vaccines, you got to send your kids for tranny training, you got to do everything they want. They admit that. That's why they want us on our knees, to dictate our surrender.
Absolutely. Their goal is to have a slave society. They are doing everything they can. They shut down the global economy, and this isn't just the United States.
Oh, it's all standardized worldwide. Gregory Mannarino, stay right there. Let's come back and talk about their endgame, what they're going to do, and then also want to get into what you pointed out. I didn't know that Netanyahu did like all these other leaders, took a fake shot, did it super fake. I mean, they don't even care. They just insult us. We got that coming up as well. Whatever you do, folks, like you said, this is not a spectator sport. Spread the word. finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trader, researcher, author, smart guy, and he's talking about how nightmarish this is, how evil it is. But the globalists follow a lot of psychologists like B.F. Skinner and others that say we're beyond evil. we're going to decide to do all these horrible things because we have a right to rule you. And so we're just dumbing humanity down, setting it up for a fall, having a robot take over. And then as society collapses, we're going to use the organized collapse as an excuse to consolidate control and have an AI police state. This is their words. So that's why you can watch stuff I did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and you're like, people are like, how's he knowing this? They're looking at me talking because we're humans. It's really survival of the fittest, folks. And the globalists are right to a certain extent. They look at what a human's saying. Does he look truthful? Instead of I'm showing you a document while I say it. And a lot of listeners get pissed now. They're like, how did he know this exactly? We couldn't go to sports games and be locked in our houses and not essential. Jones is bad. People are actually freaked out by it. They're not looking that I'm showing them a document. And here's the deal. Just because some people, it's not that they're not smart, they're not sophisticated, or they haven't clicked, because I used to be the same way. And so a globalist would look at them not understanding and say, oh, I'm going to prey on this person. Well, that's satanic, folks. It ends up destroying you, your own children, your own country. You can't be like that. But there's this paradox where we're awake, so we're kind of in the globalist club. They told me this. Is Jones, you ought to join us because you're awake to this. The public, no matter what you do, will never wake up. So I know God's real. I know I can't feed on the public just because some of them can't get it. Because most of the listeners are smarter than I am. They get it all. But even my own listeners, some can't get it. So there's that paradox of what you were saying that it's like, how do you lead a horse to water and get him to drink?
What they're doing here is they're trying to destroy people's spirit. They're trying to destroy them physically, mentally, in every way they can do this. What they're doing here is they're breaking down the current system. They're crushing it, and they're going to rebuild a new system in their image. In their image. The hub here, okay, the hub of control is the Federal Reserve. Look no further. I tell everyone, you want to know where the hub of the New World Order is? It's the Federal Reserve. It's the Federal Reserve system.
And it's the banks going after my bank accounts, Trump's bank accounts, all the NRA's bank accounts. People ask, is Trump a good guy or a bad guy? I think Trump's great. He doesn't get it all. But obviously, the Federal Reserve coming after Trump, that's not fake. Briefly, what's your view of Trump?
Well, look. This is my view on the whole political theater. I believe sincerely that it's the banks that run the show. They dictate the rules. And there are people, let's say like Trump or like whoever it might be, that actually maybe in the back of their mind, they want to do good. But I believe this is true, what I'm about to tell you. I think when a president is selected, I don't believe they are elected, and when they're put into the Oval Office, they have a sit down with the real powers that run the world.
Oh, I know they do that before they win, but Trump didn't follow the sit-downs, what I'm telling you.
Well, I'm not saying he did or he didn't. I just think that they have no choice. Again, the people here that run the world, and it's the banks that run the whole, they are so powerful. And everything, this is not, what we're seeing now, again, is not present time for them. They've already planned this out years ago, and we're just seeing the effect of it now. And a lot of these people, these world leaders, let's say Trump, had to fear for his life because they'll end it. They will end it.
No matter what he wants to do, they control all the finance and all the levers. And you buck it, they destroy you. So how do we beat that? A mass awakening? Microeconomies? Well, what do we do?
Well, number one, raise awareness, just like we're doing right here. Allow people to understand what they're seeing is the effect of something that was put into motion a long time ago.
Trump just becomes a big diversion.
Exactly. So, and that's the other thing. They don't want you to understand what's actually going on. They distract you with nonsensical things. What are they trying to do here? They want to eliminate free thought. You can't think for yourself. Free action and free movement. That's
they're telling you vitamin D and things that are essential or bad.
Of course, well, that's all part of it too. They want to destroy you every way they can, spiritually, physically.
Again, I don't get into flying saucers and things, but if I was a military person and I was extrapolating out, they act like they're not humans. The globalists act like they hate humanity.
I don't think they are human, Alex. We're on the same page, you and me. I look, people think I'm joking. When I see all the time, I pick on the Federal Reserve like you have no idea, maybe you do, I see these people are not human. Okay, I don't know what goes through their head, but it's not our interest. They have a single goal, that is to own the world, and they're using their product, which is fiat currency, to buy the world. And it gets even worse.
And now they're teaching us that they're making us dependent to get rid of us. They see it as their world, and we're squatters on it. We're like cockroaches they want to gash.
And it's working. Look around us. Look what they've done to us all. They got us in a world locked down. We can't do anything. They're dictating the rules. It's an incredible situation. If we decide to use our own intellect, if we decide to go against what they're telling us that we have to do, well, they're going to take action against us. We've been warned, Alex. You've been warning about this for years. I've been warning about this for years. You know, it's interesting. Some people, like yourself, I'd like to believe I'm one of those people, can see a little further down the road than maybe most people can. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. But the fact of the matter is, I think some people are able to put an equation together. See, things have to balance out. So I look at what's happening, let's say, in the current environment, I say, how will this balance out? It's almost like 2 + 2 = this, and you come up with the most likely scenario. And this is why I've been explaining to people, you've been explaining to people, Joe Salente has been explaining to people, other guys too, how this is going to go. And honestly, I urge people to look at your work in the past, my work in the past, and the accuracy as to how we've called this is incredible. We're no smarter than anybody else. That's the truth. I tell people that all the time.
We're just not being naive about how much trouble we're in, because people think we're negative. Like, why are you being negative? No, we're being realistic. So give people a few minutes on this. Where is it going if we don't say no? Progressive lockdowns, never ending, starvation, collapse, just a total dystopia.
Absolutely. Look, what is their end game here? Like I had said earlier, they want to destroy the current system. They want to issue in a new system. I've been warning people that a whole new set of rules is coming. It looks like it's here now. I've been warning people that a whole new paradigm is coming here. So what they're trying to do here, again, is the bigger picture is create a slave society on a global scale. Wipe out whatever's left of the middle class. There's almost no middle class left right now. So, again, by demoralizing people, by stealing away their spirituality, by every means they can come up with, they are trying to destroy people. They're bringing them down.
Stay there and talk about it after the break. But I didn't – I happened to be this year just because I picked a place to go with my family to do some skiing because I hadn't been on a vacation in years up in Utah. And I didn't realize that where I'd gone, Park City, is where they have that big film festival every year. Well, this year it was virtual. But the year before, some of my crew went to it because I was invited, but I couldn't go, so I sent some crew – the Sundance Film Festival, and they said it was so depressing because they'd been there before. Everybody was being funded by Netflix or HBO. They were saying, our job is to depress people and have the darkest stuff ever seen to depress people. And they'd say, well, why? They go, we don't know. Only depressing, horrible things will get funding. And so, again, you're right, because they need us to give up to then serve them. If we just hold on through all of this, they need us more than we need them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said earlier, we got to raise awareness. It's so important. Get through to more people. Let people understand what they're seeing. It's not real. The environment we are in is just, it's so twisted and it's so fake.
Yeah, saying there aren't men and women and you can't say mother or father and men can play in women's sports. All this is meant to put us upside down, make us give up. Don't give up, folks. Get stronger. We'll be right back with our guest, Gregor Mannarino, to talk more about solutions. And we've got world leaders and others caught not taking the vaccines. Why is that? We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, and his site's traderschoice.net.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a
bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You got to know the hope, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up. When to hold.
All right, we're going to go a little bit in the next hour with my guests. I'm going to show you all these videos we put together, including this new one with Benjamin Netanyahu not getting the vaccine, and it's incredibly obvious. And that's the thing. They don't have to make the propaganda good. You just got to sit there and take it. No, we've got to stop taking it. Going back to successful stockbroker and author and successful YouTuber, TradersChoice.net, Gregory Manarino. What are other points you want to make to the listeners and viewers about this situation, about the Great Awakening, and about what's coming next? Because clearly, things are accelerating right now. How are the globalist post-humanist plans going, too? Give me your view on that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wake up every day, and I ask myself, okay, Where are the opportunities? And I think we're being presented with an amazing opportunity. This isn't about doom and gloom. A lot of people blame me and they say, oh, Greg, you're all about doom and gloom. No, this is about opportunity. What I see is people coming together, like-minded people who understand what's going on. I mean, it's in our face. People can't deny it. I mean, there are some that are in denial and they're unable to see it and they think we're all out to lunch or maybe they think we're not playing with a full deck of cards here. But the fact of the matter is this entire situation is allowing throngs of people to come together to understand either via the internet or phone or whatever. They're raising their awareness and that is our greatest weapon is to try to get people to understand what is really going on and why. This is a global takeover. It's global, okay? This got started here again with this scamdemic here. They shut down the global economy. They had to do it. You see, here's the deal. Central banks, since their inception, okay, the Federal Reserve, since 1913.
They didn't make us keep buying debt, and the world was flooded with all their, quote, free currency. Explain that.
Exactly. They want to buy it all. Their goal has been to own the world. And again, why do we think, let's say, a guy like Joe Biden was chosen to be the president? Because they knew that this man and his philosophy would be to vastly inflate the debt. The more debt, going back to what we had just said, that a central bank issues, the stronger they become.
Well, let's explain this, though. Unlike previous central banks in Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic, Germany, or Mexico mm-hmm. that inflate till the currency's worthless, they've got a global system to give you a universal guaranteed income. They then inflate it, bankrupt everybody except them, and now you're in a whole new paradigm with them loaning you more fiat money, but now you have no real tangible businesses or farms to produce original wealth, so now you're totally dependent on them and the robots, and you're now in checkmate.
Well, this is what they did, Alex. Once they shut down the global economy, they killed the rate at which cash moves through the economy. It's known as the money velocity. Once you kill the money velocity, a central bank can literally go berserk and print cash out of thin air, add digits to a screen,
and buy up whatever it wants. You don't get money. You don't get a check.
Exactly.
Only that way, inflation isn't too bad at first. They can buy everything.
They buy it. They're buying it all. And that's what's going on today. This is why we are literally experiencing a global takeover. They're winning the war without firing a shot. This won't be spoken about anywhere else. I mean, if you know,
but let's explain. They get the money at 0% in an inflationary system, which means that basically they're being paid to be given money. We then get it at 6, 10, 15%.
Yeah, and then what they're doing here is deliberately inflating the monster bubble of them all, and that is this debt bubble. There's never been a financial bubble larger than the current global debt bubble by design. They know exactly what they're doing.
And when does it pop, and how bad is it going to be when it pops? And then what do they build on the ashes of that?
Well, that's an amazing, amazing question here. They're going to continue to inflate until they're ready to stop doing it. And when they stop doing it, okay, what's going to end up happening is you're going to get a debt market meltdown on a scale that people aren't even going to believe. What does that mean? When the debt market melts down, you're going to see rates spike in a very, very fast way. That's going to put a lot of pressure on the stock market. Debt market will sell off. Stock market will sell off. A wave of cash is going to move from one place to another. It doesn't go to money heaven. In my view, it's going to go into commodities. You're going to see physical gold, silver, cryptocurrencies, I believe, as well.
Land.
Crude oil skyrocket. Again, this is how I think it's going to play out.
Because, what do you think about land, though? I see Gates and all the big money, Elon Musk, Gates, they're all just snatching land up everywhere.
Well, there's a reason for that, too, of course. They want to own it all, of course. Oh, anything tangible that is priced in dollars is going to melt down because, again, what they're doing here is they want to issue a digital dollar. When your speakers had talked about that, it's about control. What do they want to do? They want to destroy the dollar in its current form to issue in this digital dollar, which gives them more control. Talking about control, I'm going to tell people right now what the next move is for the Federal Reserve is quite obvious. We've seen a lot of gyrations here in the debt market as of late put pressure on the stock market. So there's a lot of the mainstream channels, it's kind of a joke, And they're like, oh, well, the Fed is losing control. No. The Fed is giving the illusion that it's losing control in the debt market because it wants to issue something called yield curve control. They want to control the yield curve. How do they do that? It's a very simple mechanism. Let's back up a moment so I can set the groundwork. The Federal Reserve has been involved in a scheme now since the last meltdown. That is, they've been artificially suppressing the federal funds rate, the overnight rate that banks charge each other to lend money. Okay, that has been successful in keeping rates suppressed. But now, with rates getting out of control, bond yields going higher, what they're going to do is they're going to target either a section of the yield curve or the entire yield curve. And they're going to say, okay, let's say, for example, the 10-year yield, which is the benchmark. It's what traders like myself watch every day. They're going to pick a target. Okay, we want the 10-year yield to be 1.3x, whatever they want it to be. Now, the Fed's got to get in here, create cash out of thin air, and buy the bonds to keep it there. The entire yield curve. This gives them an excuse, Alex, to do what they want to do. That is crazy.
It sounds like we're going. Did the Japanese invent this current models? I know the Rothschilds started this and people before them, but it seems like Japan's already gone down this road before us then.
Yeah, they actually have. But what makes this different here is the Federal Reserve, the U.S. dollar, is the world reserve currency. And it's no secret. What the Fed is doing right now, you see, let me put that into perspective. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet, that is the debt that it holds on its books, doubled between last year and this year. Doubled.
Okay, yeah, guys, go to Tim Pool's Twitter. It was like a week ago. He said this graph shows you what's happening with the economy. And it shows the last 100 years, and now the last year, it goes straight up. It's like, here's the last 100 years. It goes,
it's an incredible thing. It's going hyper-parabolic. This mechanism is going to keep going because the Fed wants to do that. The more debt they issue, the stronger they become, not the weaker they become. And the Fed has two balance sheets. Okay, most people don't even know this, but the Fed has the public balance sheet, which anyone can look at. Just go to the Federal Reserve balance sheet and look at the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. The Federal Reserve has a secondary balance sheet that no one's allowed to see. Not the President of the United States, not the CIA, not the FBI, nobody. The secondary balance sheet is the debt that the Federal Reserve is holding that they're funneling around the world. Alex, the Federal Reserve is funneling dollars around the world, and those central banks are using dollars to buy assets. They're literally buying the world. It's a sick
and
thing.
And it's not U.S. companies. It's globalist companies that own the private Federal Reserve, mainly European. So explain that graph we just showed. Why has it gone hyper-parabolic? When was the decision made in the last year, and what does that bode? I mean, clearly, if you've got a doubling of money in 1 year, what the hell does that mean?
Well, what it will eventually need is a new system. Again, they are right now in the middle of
the decision. But they made the decision. It looks like to kill it right now. Yeah, I mean, what are we, a couple years out from this or what?
It's hard to say how long it's going to go. As long as they can keep the economy dead and the money doesn't move, okay, this parabolic move that you're looking at here will continue. My worry, or it's not even a worry because it's going to happen here. When the cash does start to move, all these bills that have been created out of thin air, all these digits that have been added to a digital screen, when they start to chase the same amount of goods, we get hyperinflation. We should technically have it now, but we're not seeing
that. That's why they did the lockdown to stop the hyperinflation.
Exactly what they did. 100% true. They lock you down, kill the economy, so they can do whatever they want to.
This and then they buy everything up. Which they did is microcosms in Mexico and in Greece and everywhere else. They bragged about the formula. They'd lock it down under martial law, lock it down under a crisis in a year, buy everything up, turn it back on later, but never be back the same.
Alex, that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm so happy to hear you say that because you get it.
This is so damn criminal. I want to know how we fight this on the other side with Gregory. Again, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Gregory Manarino's site, TraderChoice.net. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.